been through trials nobody thought I would come out from.
I come in anyway.
But through it all,
in the midst
of them all, I'm a living testimony. You've done what no man can do. Give me strength to fight. Giving me victory in the midst of adversity. What no man can do. A story no man can change. That is what you have done. Hey, Jesus, I come the hell away. You've done what no man can do. Beginning and the end. Chamber one, you've done far more than enough. Oh, laughter in my mouth.
You alone are God.
Jesus, I come in hell away. You've done what no man can do. Beginning and the end, you deserve
my praise.
I do the chamber one, you've done far more than enough. Oh, laughter in my mouth.
You alone are God.
You've done what no man can do. Beginning and the end, you deserve my praise. I do not chamber one.
You've done
far more than enough. Oh, laughter in my mouth.
You alone are God.
Jesus, I come the nail away. You've done what no man can do. Beginning and the end, you deserve my praise. Chamber one, you've done far more than enough. Oh, laughter in my mouth. Jesus, I come to the hell away.
You've
done what no man can do. Beginning and the end, you deserve my praise. I go to chamber one, you've done far more than enough. Oh, I come to the hell away.
What no man can do.
Beginning and the end.
You deserve my praise.
I do the chamber one. You come far more than enough. Oh, laughter in my mouth.
You alone are
God. We're taking the hymn from page 61. Hymn 61. Okay. Must I go an empty handed? Hymn 61. Must I go an empty handed?
and things that come about, recall them now. I would give them to my Savior. To His will I'll gladly bow. Must I go an empty land? Must I meet my Savior's soul? Not one soul with which to greet Him. Must I empty yonder go? Oh, ye saints, arouse the heavens up and walk while yet is day. Ere the night of death o'ertake this trial for souls while still you may. Oh, must I go an empty hand? My Savior's soul, not one soul with which to greet Him. Must I empty and then go? Not one soul with which to greet Him. Must I empty and then go?
While you still have time, you need to tell somebody about Jesus. Because on that day when we appear before Him, that's going to be part of what determines your reward. You can't be born again and your mouth is sealed. The Great Commission is a mandate, an assignment for every believer. The Great Commission. As soon as He resurrected, He said, go into the world. What are you going to do in the world? Go and tell them that He is alive. And I now told you what I'm going to do. I'm going to back you up. Whoever you lay hands on the sick, they shall be healed. You drink deadly things, it shall by no means hurt you. You will tread upon serpents and scorpions. So it's important that every opportunity you have, you've got to tell people about Jesus. Father, I want to thank You. And breathe upon me bread of heaven. Breathe upon me Spirit of the Lord. As I lift my hands in surrender to Your name, Most High, I am yielding to Your Spirit. As I'm walking in Your love, precious Jesus, I adore. Loving Jesus, I adore. Loving Jesus, I adore Your holy name. Let my life be the temple of Your Spirit. And let my spirit feel the warmth of Your embrace. Let me be a holy habitation where Your spirit is pleased to dwell. Oh Lord, I want to know Your glory. I want to offer the sacrifice of praise. Fill this temple
fires of praise. Fill the temple with your spirit. And with your spirit once again. Fill this temple, Lord, with your spirit once again.
We bless your holy name. Jesus, oh Jesus, Jesus, oh Jesus, Spirit, Kabala Manama so Pelirish, Anta Grata 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 Grata, Jegede, we bless you,
Salani, Rako Saviana, Subrakatia Lada, Leko Subrahantia,
in the name of Jesus,
amen.
We love you, Jesus. We lift your name, we lift your name. We lift your name.
Higher.
We lift your name. Jesus' name. Amen. We bless the name of the Lord. He's awesome. I believe in God that the word of God is going to come powerfully and it's going to change our lives. See that, please. It's going to change our lives and it's going to be a defining factor for our next level. Genesis 47, we're going to read the 15th verse of Genesis 47. Genesis 47, we're going to read the 15th verse of Genesis 47. And when money failed in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan, all the Egyptians came unto Joseph and said, "Give us bread, for why should we die in thy presence? For the money faileth." For the money faileth. Why should we die in thy presence? For the money faileth. When money fails. When money fails. And that's what I'm sharing on. When money fails. When money fails. We are told that money is an exchange for goods and services. We are told that a definition of money is that money is a legal tender. Money, we are also told by many definitions that money gives you purchasing power. We are also told that money gives you bargaining strength. But the place where we read, the Bible tells us there was a time in Israel and in history where there was so much famine in the land, so much scarcity in the land, and the money that the people had failed. They had money, but the money could not purchase anything. They had money, but the money could not offer them corresponding pleasure. He said, and money, and they cried to Joseph. And they said, we have money in our hand. We have money. But the money is now valueless. Everybody around the world must understand that money can fail. What you understand here is that money can fail. If you read verse 4 of that Genesis 47, you will discover that Joseph gathered all the monies in the land. Money fails. There are so many people who will spend everything in their pursuit for money, in their pursuit for finances, in their pursuit for economic power. But you must understand that a time comes in a man's life where economic power cannot give him the desired expectation. Jesus was speaking in Mark chapter 10 verse 23. He was saying how hard it is for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. What did he mean by that? He was not saying it is wrong to enter the kingdom of God wealthy. But he was trying to say, when money is your priority, then kingdom will become a struggle. When money is your priority, then walking in the kingdom will become a struggle. The Bible says in Proverbs 20 verse 21, he says, an inheritance may be gotten hastily at the beginning, but the end of it shall not be blessed. In other words, you can get wealth at the beginning. You can get inheritance at the beginning. You get everything in a hurry. You get everything in a rush. But the end of it shall not be blessed. The Bible says in Psalm chapter 37 verse 16, better is little that a righteous man has than the wealth of many a nation. Better is when a righteous man has little than when the wicked has so much. Psalm chapter 39 verse 6, the Bible says, he heapeth up riches. He heapeth up riches. He doesn't know who shall gather them. You are working for a car. You are working to buy a house. When you leave that house, you have no idea of who inhabit it. In Jeremiah 17 verse 11, he said, "At patches sitteth on egg, and archeth it not. So is he that get riches, but not by right. He shall leave them in the midst of his days, and at the end of it, he shall be a fool." The Bible says in Psalm 62 and verse 10, "If riches increase, set not your heart on them." In Psalm chapter 49, from verse 16 to 17, the Bible says that be not afraid when one is made rich and the substance of his house increases. Verse 17 says, "For when he dies, he shall take nothing with him." The Bible says in Proverbs 27:24 that riches are not forever. Riches are not forever. When you place priority, and that is all that determines your happiness. In 1 Kings chapter 3 verse 10, God said to Solomon, "Because you have not asked." 1 Kings, he said, the speech Solomon gave pleased the Lord. And the Lord said in verse 11, he said, "Because you have not asked for riches or for the health of your enemy," God says, "I will give that to you." And in 1 Kings chapter 10 verse 23, he said, "And Solomon was the wealthiest among all the kings." Because he didn't make that his priority, it came pursuing him. He was the wealthiest amongst all the kings. And in 2 Chronicles chapter 9 verse 22, the Bible says he passed all the kings in riches. Solomon passed. Yes, that was not his priority. That was not his pursuit. That was not what he was living for. That was not what his heart was panting after. The Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 7, he said, "We brought nothing to this world, and it is certain we will carry nothing out." In 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 10, the Bible says, "For the love of money is the root of evil." How do you know a man? How do you rate a man? In Exodus 21:21, the Bible says, the last part, the Bible says, "He is his money." How you treat money reveals who you are. How you handle money, how you relate money reveals who you are. If you want to know the sum total of a man, check his relationship with money. If you want to know the sum total, you don't need to go far. Just bring up a money conversation, bring up a money connection. Their reaction to money reveals the identity that they are covering or they are hiding. Their reaction, their attitude, their response to money. In fact, your response to money defines your relationship with God. Your response to money, your how you relate with money, the premium you place on money actually exposes and reveals your relationship with God. It is very important. It is very important. God wants you to have money, but God doesn't want money to have you. God wants you to have money, but God doesn't want money to have you. The Bible says it clearly. He wants you to have money. He wants you rich. But he doesn't want riches to have you. Because you can be... In Mark 13, when Jesus was talking about the parable, in Mark 13 or Matthew 13, verse 22, he said that the seed that fell among thorns, is that man that hears the word of God, and the cares of this life, and the deceitfulness of riches, Matthew 13, and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word that he has heard. The seed that fell among thorns is the one that heard the word, and the deceitfulness. Riches can deceive. Wealth can deceive. Money consciousness can pervert. Wealth, money can deceive. The pursuit of money can lead a person astray. In Jeremiah chapter 9 verse 23, he said, "Let not the wise man glory in his wisdom. Let not the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches." And verse 24 says, "If a man must glory at all,
Let him glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me. In any man must glory, not in his wealth, not in his riches, not in his might, not in his wisdom. We see today around the world, with the current happening around the world, we can see that money has failed. We see places like America that is the world power. Thousands of people are dying. So, at the end of this pandemic, no nation should rate its superiority by the abundance of money it has. No nation should rate its superiority by America. America is a great nation. America is God's own country, because even on their currency, there is honor for God. In God we trust. America just spent over $2 trillion in buying equipment, gadgets for war. But when the pandemic hit them, there was no money that could be exchanged for it. When the pandemic hit them, that look at nations like Europe, Italy, Germany. Look at nations like Germany, the strongest economy in the world. When the pandemic, if you are not aware, why am I saying this? If it has not dawned on you, or you have not been aware that money can fail, it should hit your spirit now. So that the way you pursue money, the way you go after money, the way you desire money, the way you need money, the way you compromise for money, it should die. The appetite should die. Because nations that are wealthy, nations that are rich, Africa that has no money is the least affected. Africa that has no money is the least affected. God has proven to the world that money can fail. Africa is relegated. That today, from China, from different parts of the world, they are asking themselves, how come this disease did not hit Africa like that? Because Africa may not have money, but Africans believe in prayer. Africans may not have money, but Africa sees prayer as their strength. Just the same way you think there are diabolic people in Africa, there are prayer giants in Africa. When God becomes your strength, when God becomes your source, when God becomes your dependent, you must get to understand that you have no money in your pocket should not define who you are. It should not determine your joy. It should not determine your next level. You did not bring something to this world, and when you die, you will not take anything out. Stop the hunger, the pursuit, the compromise for money. And the money faileth. Money can fail. Shata kapala davadavach. A man was a Sunday school teacher in a church. And while he was preparing to leave, for service in the morning, he got a call that he needed to do some suppliers to come and open the shop. He deals on spare parts. He deals on vehicle parts. They have to come and open the shop some minutes past six. And the man said, I am going to church. And the people said, we are on our way. We are coming. They are coming with an empty trucks. And they want to buy goods worth certain millions of naira. And he asked them in the shop. And this man, the wife said to him, even if it is billions, it is time to go and teach Sunday school. For you to drive here to the shop can take 10 minutes before you now drive to church. He says, it's a difference. These two distances are way apart. Forget them and go to church. The man said, you don't understand. I can't lose this money. It's just to go and give them the goods and they will transfer money to my account. And the wife said, no, they are waiting for you now. You go and handle Sunday school. He said, my assistant will handle it. And he called up his assistant. He said, please stand in for me. And the man went to the shop. He did everything. He loaded. He took them over 45 minutes. They were loading and loading. He stayed, sent his account. They credited it. He saw the alert. He was excited. God has blessed me. And he entered his vehicle. As he was going to church, a trailer ran over him. As he was going to church, a truck ran over him. And I asked myself a question. He has gotten a lot. He has supplied the goods. Who will now enjoy the money? He has gotten a lot. He has supplied them. I need you to know that seek ye first the kingdom of God and everything.
every other thing shall be added unto it. Seek God first. Seek God first. Money is not your God. Money is not your God. Money is not your God. Money is not.
There are people, it is what they have in their bank account that determines their happiness. They say, why are you sad? You say, I'm broke. What makes you feel you are broke? You are only broke when you are broke in spirit. You are only broke when you are broke in spirit. If you have millions in your account and you are prayerless, you are broke. If you have money in the bank and you have no fire, you are broke. Because any attack, you will lose that money. You will lose everything. The Bible says concerning the woman with the issue of blood. He says she suffered so many things of many physicians. She spent all she had, meaning she was rich. For you to spend, you have to be rich to spend. She spent all she had and was nothing better. The physicians, the Bible says they dealt with her. Because the Bible says she suffered many things of many physicians. The doctors were using her body as an experiment. The doctors, because they need her money, they were prescribing nonsense. Today, this one says, it is because your kidney has been punctured. We need to do some transplant. The other one said, no, it's because there is a hole in this corner. Because they couldn't tell her what was wrong with her. So the Bible says, she suffered many things, not of the sickness. The manipulation from the physicians was more terrible than the affliction she was going through. Money can fail. Money! Kapata pata 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 yata kota badash. Money can fail. I'll give you three things that makes money fail. When I say money fails, money can become valueless. Money can become worthless. Money can become useless. Number one. When it is gotten illegally. Money fails when it is gotten illegally. We live in a generation that tells us that it's the end that determines the means. No! It is the means that determines the end. In Acts chapter 5, we see the story of a man called Ananias and Sapphira. They brought their money to church, but Peter said, you are cursed. It's not about the money. How did you get it? You lied. In Acts chapter 8 verse 20, there was a man that was willing to offer money so that he would get the Holy Ghost. And in Acts chapter 8 verse 20, Peter said unto that man, your money perish with you. Peter could have looked at him and said, wow, this is breakthrough. Some people would have collected that money and come and give testimony in the temple. But Peter said, oh, how did this money come to my hand? Can God bless me through this? Can God bless me by commercializing the Holy Spirit? He said, your money perished with you. You look at that man called Gehazi. Gehazi wanted money by all means. In 2 Kings chapter 5, if you read from verse 23, Gehazi wanted money by all means. Gehazi wanted wealth. Naaman had to even start advising Gehazi. He said, be content, be satisfied, take 2 talents. Naaman was now advising Gehazi. Naaman could see a greedy person. Naaman said, I'll be satisfied now. Take 2 talents. How come Gehazi was so covetous that even Naaman noticed it? Naaman gave him 2 changes of garment. Naaman gave him money. Gehazi pursued money and got leprosy. How? It's not about getting money. How did you get it? Blessed thousands is more valuable than cost millions. Blessed thousands is more valuable than cost millions. Thousands blessed has more value than millions cost. Blessed thousands is more valuable than cost millions. It's important that you know that when you get money through illegal means, you are a millionaire, you are a billionaire. How did you become rich? How many people were offended? Number one, money is gotten illegally when you rob people. When you rob people. There are robbers today. When you take what is not yours, you are a robber. You are a robber. So don't only think it's those who are caught by the police that are robbers. Those ones are armed robbers. Those ones are armed robbers. You can be a political robber. You can be a relationship robber. You can be a friend robber. You can be a co-tenant robber. When you take what is not yours, going to steal money from people, steal water rather from people's drum in the compound is robbery. It's robbery. Taking what is not yours. Ephesians 4:28 says, let him that steals steal no more. But rather, let him walk with his hand. Ephesians 4:28. Let him walk with his hand and do that which is good so that he can have to give those that need. God was speaking during the commandment in Exodus 20. When he got to verse 15, he said, thou shalt not steal. Hey! There are many taking what is not yours is stealing. It's not smartness. Taking what is not yours is not smartness. It's stealing. Money. You are walking on the road and you see hands set on the floor. It's not divine provision. It is not yours. Walk past. When you begin to hate or begin to avoid what is not yours, you open the door for what is yours. When you start closing the door to what is not yours, you open the door to what is yours. Anything that is not yours, do not like, do not desire, do not collect it. You are a politician and you are giving money for constituency project. Do the project. It is better you have people that will do the project and they are blessed. Make sure it is quality project. Because at the end of the day, there are many governors who didn't fix a road very well. When they left power, it was the same road that killed them. They didn't fix the road very well. They gave it to lousy contractors who did what they like. When they were no more governors and they were driving through that road, the same road killed them. You become a victim. Money fails when it is gotten illegally. And one of the ways you get money illegally is robbery, robbery, robbery. When you rob people, when you defraud people, when you collect what is not yours, you chance people, you take advantage of people. You take advantage of people when your profit is excess to buy something for 10 naira and sell that thing for 300 naira. It's not breakthrough. It is robbery. It is robbery. When your percentage, your profit is 200%, 300%, it is robbery. You are taking advantage of people. You are taking advantage of no explanation. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 6 verse 30, that man do not despise a thief if he seals to satisfy his soul. In other words, he said, the reason I stole is because I'm hungry. That you are hungry does not justify your stealing. That you are hungry does not justify your stealing. That you are hungry, so you stole because you are hungry, it doesn't justify. He said, men do not despise a thief. Proverbs 6 verse 30. If he steals to satisfy his soul when he's hungry. Verse 31 says, but if he be found, he will give the substance of all his house. Robbery. In Isaiah 17, verse 14, the Lord was talking about robbers. He said, at morning, for them, there will be trouble. In the evening, they are not. So are the portion of those that rob us. When you are a robber, you rob people. you take advantage of people. Robbers, he said, in the evening, what we expect is trouble. Before morning, you'll be no more. When you defraud, you are excited over what is not yours. In the office, where you live, how many times have you been given money to execute a project and you are done with the project and you refunded the extra, not keeping it? You said, this is what is left. It is better you are told to have it than you think you are smart to keep it. It's better you are told to have it than to, because there are so many people, they, because of 10,000, they can lose 10 million. The 10,000 they eat today has now blocked their access to the 10 million of tomorrow in the spirit. A woman, she's late now, she was the DG of a certain regulatory body in this country. One time they needed somebody who would be the DG of that place, a very honest and transparent person, because that regulatory body determines the health of Nigerians, determines how legitimate and how purified the drugs are. And they needed somebody who would be transparent, somebody who would be sincere and honest. And they thought round, and they remember the lady that was giving money. They gave people money to go for health care, health check, and the rest, and she never went for it. They gave people hospital allowance, she didn't go, and she came back and refunded the money. Say, I am okay, I am healthy, I didn't go for this, take the money. That act alone, many years later, qualified her as a DG. Robbery, collecting what is not yours, is not smartness. It is what? Robbery. 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 Money can fail when it's gotten illegally, and money can be gotten legally through robbery. Leviticus 19:13 says, defraud not your neighbor. Defraud not your neighbor. Dad! Defraud your neighbor. Don't take that that's not yours. There are houses where clothes are kept on a line and the clothes are missing. People steal boxers. People steal shoes. People steal trousers. Why will you enter a covenant with poverty for life because of a stolen trouser? Why will you enter a covenant with scarcity for life because of money you transferred? You rob people, you stop people on the way, you put a gun on their head, you ask them for their account details, their PIN, you wire their money, you hack into their account, you hack into their BVN, and you collect their money. As far as you are concerned, you are enjoying it. You are inviting cancer, you are inviting tumor, for because a man's wealth is his hard work. And as you are collecting their hard work, you are inviting hard life, you are inviting hard situation, and you broke into their account. Maybe they are in America, maybe they are in London. You collected thousands of dollars, you are inviting sickness, you are enjoying today, you are living large today, people applaud you today, you buy cars, but you are eating your tomorrow today, you are ruining your future. But this generation doesn't like this message, and I do not really care whether you like it or not. I'll tell you the truth, because as life goes on, your eyes begin to open. That you understand that whatever I'm telling you is the truth. With all the monies people have acquired now, who is talking? Affliction is a leveler. It levels everybody. It puts everybody on the same level. It's a leveler. Who is talking? If you are not wise by reason of this whole challenge, then you may never be wise again. Money, 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 money. You collect all corners, all games, all gimmicks. You don't care. Many years ago, I hate what is not my own. Anything that is not mine, I hate it. I hate it with passion. It doesn't matter how you define it. Church money, I don't have any business with it. I turn my back on it. People's money, I turn my back on it. When you begin to cut corners because you want money. Cut corners because you want money. You lie. Number two, money can be gotten legally. This is a true prostitution. And we must understand something. When we say prostitution, the first thing that comes to the mind of people is the feminine gender. There is a masculine gender that going to that today. Prostitution is a commercialization of sex. When you begin to commercialize your body to make money, the Bible says your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Anyone, as a lady, anyone pushing you to make money for them doesn't love you. Whether it's your mother, whether it's your father, pushing you. Look at your mates. Look at your peers. Look at people like you. And you are just here. That person is saying, I hate you. Go and die. That person say, I don't care about you. All I care is what comes from you. Don't allow people push you to go and make money. If it's that easy, let them go and make it. Your mother tells you to go to Italy. Your mother tells you to go to Europe. Your mother tells you, your father tells you to travel to Europe. Reply your father that the embassy is open for everybody. He can apply for a visa. Reply your mom, the embassy is open for everybody. The airplane carries the old and the young. So you can enter the plane yourself. Italy, Europe, Germany is open for everybody. She can go to Europe herself and make money. Your life is too precious to be wasted. Your life is too precious to be seen or termed as a commodity. Your life is too precious to be wasted and lost in your pursuit for money. Money can fail. Money fails when you are, number two, ignorant of its essence. When you don't know what money is, you are ignorant of money, money can fail. When you are ignorant of the essence of money, money can fail. When you are ignorant of the essence of money, Proverbs 19:17. You see, one of the essence of money is to help the poor. He that has pity on the poor, lendeth unto the Lord. One of the essence of money is to help the poor. And the Bible says, that which he has given shall be given to him again. One of the essence of money is to help the poor. One of the essence of money is to help the poor. In Psalm 41 verse 1, it says, blessed is the man that considereth the poor. In Proverbs 17 verse 5, he said, whosoever mocketh the poor reproacheth his maker. When you laugh at the poor, you are reproaching the man, the God that made him. That man is poor. Rather than helping him, you are making a mockery of him. Look at him. You can't even feed. You are not ashamed. You are poor. As you are saying that, you are saying that God that created him made a mistake. And God will reply you. You are mocking that man because he has no money. Never mock people with their poverty. Never mock people with their poverty. Never, because you are only privileged. You are not qualified. That you are richer than them. You are only privileged. You are not qualified. In Proverbs 28 verse 27. Proverbs 28 verse 27. The Bible says that he that giveth unto the poor shall not lack. But he that turneth his eyes away shall have many a curse. He has invited many curses on his life. He has invited many curses on his life. Proverbs 21 verse 13. In Proverbs 21 verse 13. The Bible says, whosoever stoppeth his ears on the cry of the poor, when he shall cry, he shall not be heard. Oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, bless me. And God said, but you saw somebody. You entered a cab or a bike, whatever it is. And the man says, I have no change. What was the change? 20 naira, 10 naira, 5 naira, 40 naira. You waited for 1 hour. waited for 1 hour, said, no, I don't leave, nobody can cheat me. Waited for 1 hour, said, no, nobody can look for it. The person spends precious time looking. You can't let go. You know you are bigger than what you are waiting for. You know what you are waiting for is something you can even dash out to people. Why not be a blessing to that person? Why not let the person pray for you? Why not be a blessing? You stood, you are waiting. He said, no. The man says, I don't have to say go around, go and ask. He goes round. If you are not a wicked person, why didn't you hold the exact amount when you were coming? But you put somebody under bondage, under struggle, because of your greed. The poor! One of the reasons God gave Abraham the children was that Abraham had 314 or 18 children that were born in his own house. These people were born in Abraham's house. Abraham brought in servants and they were delivering, giving birth to children. Abraham was taking care of them. Abraham was taking care of them. Abraham was taking, because what you make happen for others is what God makes happen for you. Abraham was taking care of them. Abraham was taking care of the children. And God says, time, you will not just have a child. You will have a child that will be a nation. You will have a child that will be a nation, not just a child. You will have a child that will be a nation. You will have a child that will be connected to many generations. Why? Because of how you help the poor. The essence of money, number one, is to help the poor. Number two, to help the community. When God has blessed you, you live in a particular area, let them feel your impact. You live in a particular house. Let them feel your impact. Let them feel your impact. Let them feel your impact. There are people that stay in a house. They can paint it. It means nothing to them. God has lifted them beyond that level. They can paint the old house. No, they are waiting for their landlord. The house is dying. The house is looking ugly. The house is looking terrible. They can afford to paint it with their money and change the outlook. It's to call the landlord. Will you permit me to do this? I need to give the house some shape. No, they are no blessing to their environment. They are no blessing to their community. They are no blessing to the place where they live. People have not felt their impact. There is a road that looks very terrible. They pass the road. It has lots of gallop. They don't mind. They pass it like that. And they are walking in places where such roads can be fixed. They have no impact and role that they play. They have no impact and role that they play. They nothing at all. You live in a house and the next house or flat is so dark. And God has blessed you. You can afford diesel in your generator for both flats. No. You prefer for that flat to be in darkness and your flat has light and the people are in darkness but you have light and it means nothing to you. How do you feel in the midst of two flats? Only yours has light. The others dark and you feel nothing and you can afford the diesel. Let them feel your impact. If you are stingy, people around you know. There's nobody who is stingy privately because stinginess is loud. Stinginess is loud. Luke chapter 7, I think from verse 3. Luke chapter 7, from verse 3. The Bible says, when a man heard that Jesus had come, he told Jesus that Jesus should come and heal his servant. And Jesus would have stayed back. Luke 7, 3 to 5. Jesus would have stayed back. People began to cry out for the man. They said, this man, he loved our nation. And he has built for us a synagogue. His impact has been felt. Please, Jesus, attend to this man. There are people, if Jesus asks them, should I visit this big man? They say, no, Father, kill him. He is a stingy man. Kill him. Nobody can rest. He puts on his generator at night and it disturbs us. We can't sleep. Kill him. Kill him. Kill him. This one, they said, he loved our nation. Is your environment feeling your impact? In this pandemic, have you extended food to your neighbor? To say, please, I know I can afford this for you, this for you, this for you. Do they feel? Can your neighbors testify that you are a giver? Your community. Your community. Your community. Your community. Your environment. Have to feel your impact. Sometimes walk into that store that little shop that's outside, that just by the gate, and you see 4 or 5 people, tell them, take anything you want, I will pay. That is how it starts. It doesn't start by building schools. It doesn't start by making roads. Who is picking a loaf of bread? I can pay for 2 people. Who is picking? But that's what you can afford. You begin to grow. You begin to grow. I have some money in my pocket in lower currency. I'm giving to the first 5 people here. The first 5 people randomly. You take, you take, you take. Wow. You are growing. You are saying to God that, hey, God, hey, I'm just letting you know that if you bless me tomorrow, I will make roads, I will build houses. You just owe some lower currencies in your pocket and you walk somewhere, a bike man or a cab man picks you up, you give him double of his price. He said, why? He said, the other is to bless you. The other is just to bless you. What? I said, no, just take. God bless you. Why? You understand the essence of money. You understand, you are not. Many people, once they get money, they become goalkeeper. That's how they protect the money. Super egos of Nigeria. That's how they protect the money. They get money and they become goalkeepers. Nobody must touch from it. Nobody must taste from it. Nobody must eat from it. Nobody must enjoy it. They're free. The essence of money is to help the poor. The essence of money is your community. Number 3. The kingdom. There are kingdom projects you put your money in. Ignore rubbish and nonsense. The body of Christ is what you're after. Mark chapter 15, verse 43. A man called Joseph of Arimathea came and he craved for the body of Jesus. The church today has become the body of Christ. Crave for it. This man craved, Mark 15:43. He craved for the body of Christ. He craved for the body of the master. The church today has become the body of Christ. Sponsor projects in church. Build churches. Build churches. Sponsor programs. Give pastors money to stream messages online. Sponsor TV program, sponsor crusades, sponsor orphans and widows. It's very, very important. Why? You are a blessing to the kingdom. Joseph of Arimathea craved for the body because he was a blessed man. He was a honorable man, a noble man, a honorable counselor. He was not a man of little feet. He was a man of means that God has blessed. But he knew that all his wealth is for the body of Christ. Is for the body. Today the church is the body. The church is the body. You are spending your money on the kingdom. You are spending your money on the kingdom. Willingly. You sit back and say, let me be a blessing to the kingdom. Let me be a blessing to the kingdom. Let me give free will offering. Let me connect by faith. Free will offering to nations. To churches in rural areas. To churches in areas where the pastors can afford to feed. To churches in areas where the pastors' children can't go to school. When there are members in the church who cannot go to school, put them on scholarship. Put them! Write this. If there is nobody looking up to you for survival, God may soon look away from you. If there's nobody looking up to you now for sustenance, God may soon look away from you. You must get to that point, no matter the peanuts that's come. It doesn't matter. Even peanuts is a nut. No matter how little peanuts is, it is still a nut. No matter the little substance and sustenance, you can be a blessing. Number 3, and then I'm going to pray. Money fails when you refuse to be satisfied and contented. Money fails when you refuse to be satisfied and contented. When you refuse to be satisfied and contented. And contented. And contented. The Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 6 that godliness, 1 Timothy 6:6, godliness with contentment is great gain. In Hebrews chapter 13 verse 5, he says, let your conversation be without covetousness. Be content with such that you have. For he has said, I will not leave you nor forsake you. I will not leave you, not forsake. And the next verse says, so that I may boldly say, verse 6, that the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid, or I will not fear what man can do unto me. Paul said, I have learned something. This is what Paul said. In Philippians 4, verse 11, he said, I have learned something. What have I learned? I have learned that in whatever state I am, to be content. That's what Paul said. Paul said, I have learned something about life. Now that I speak in respect of want, I have learned. In whatsoever state I am, to be content. Be content. Be satisfied. There are two basic necessities. 1 Timothy 6 verse 8. Having food and raiment, let us be content. You have food, you can eat. You have clothes, you can wear. It is okay. Stop the pursuit. Stop the pursuit. Stop the eagerly satisfied. Write this down. Anything you can't do without today, we do without you tomorrow. Anything you can't do without today, we do without you tomorrow. Judas could not do without money, even when they made him the keeper of the purse. In Matthew chapter 27, verse 3. Matthew 27, 3. Even when the money came, he refunded it. He gave it back to them. Why? Because he couldn't do without money. Money did without him. When you feel anything, write this, anything you don't have now, you don't need now, if that's your priority, greed will die. Anything you don't have now, you don't need now. All my life, there was nothing I saved to buy. There is nothing I have saved money. I say I'm saving this money to buy this. No. The only thing I've saved money for is the kingdom. Let me save money to put in a church building. Let me save money. I have never saved money to buy nothing. Everything God gave me came. The ones that we have bought, the money just came and to buy them. It was not saved. I have never saved money. See, I'm walking towards by. No, I just live my life for the kingdom. And when I need something, God brings it strangely. And when I look at what God brings, even if I have saved money, it would have taken me years to save to get it. But He just brings it by Himself. What you don't have now, you don't need now. How many cars can you drive at once? How many houses can you live in? You have a house in London, you have a house in America, you have a house in Germany. So if you want to sleep at night, your head is in the house in Germany, then your neck is in the house in London, then your 2 feet is in there. No, you can only stay in one room. Not even a house, you can only stay in one room. Not even stay in a room, you stay in a corner in the room. You don't just stay in a room, you stay in one small, insignificant, infinitesimal corner. That's where the bed is kept. So imagine all your pursuits ends up in one small corner. Not only is the bed, you stay in a corner on the bed. You don't just stay in the corner in the room. You stay on the bed and you stay on a corner on the bed. So that should tell you how insignificant it is not to be contented. Be satisfied. God has done enough. He has given you life. You are well. You are not sick. And then you are looking at what God has not done. You are well. You are healthy. And now you are still blaming God. Be satisfied. No matter what you have been through in your life, God has been good. Be satisfied. Be satisfied. Be satisfied. There are three things. I'll just say this as we write them down very fast, very fast. There are three things you must do if you must be contented. Avoid competitive friends. Avoid competitive friends. Friends that are competitive. There are some friends you must not see them or see anything about them on social media. If all you see they show is a new hair, a new cloth, a new phone, a new... Avoid friends that make you put yourself under pressure. Avoid competitive friends. Friends that make you feel that you are, your situation is the worst. Friends that make you feel that you are the world headquarter of poverty. Avoid friends that make you feel you are less privileged, you are unfortunate, and you are a mistake of a person. Avoid! 1 Corinthians 4 verse 7. What makes you different from another? What do you have that you have not received? If you have received it, why do you act like you have not received it? 2 Corinthians 10:12, I think, or 1 Corinthians 10:12. He said, we comparing. 2 Corinthians 10:12. For we dare not make ourselves of the number. For we comparing ourselves with ourselves, we are not wise. Comparing ourselves with ourselves. 2 Corinthians 10 verse 12. Comparing ourselves with ourselves, we are not wise. Avoid them. Friends that make you put yourself under pressure. Friends that make you put yourself under pressure. You keep changing your hair almost every 2 days. Are you a politician changing character? You keep changing your hair almost every... You fix this hair today, tomorrow you have changed it. Tuesday again. Are you a politician that you are changing attitude and changing character? You fix this one today, you do another one. Why? Because somebody has carried one for only 2 days. So you put yourself... What you did is not crying. It is still very okay. But because you want to be like somebody, you wore this cloth today. The person wore something else. You want to outshine that person. You are putting yourself under unnecessary pressure. You know why? There's no reward. Nobody gets a trophy. Both of you will not be given a trophy. So why running a race that has no trophy at the end? Why being involved in a contest that has no trophy? It's a stupid life to be competitive. When you are competitive, you lose your originality. That's not you. You lose your peace. Avoid friends who are competitive. It helps you to be contented. It helps you be patient. Number two, be patient. Be patient. God is working out something. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 12 says, follow them who through faith and patience inherit the promise. Faith is good, but faith most times needs to be backed up with patience. The Bible says, in patience possess your souls. Patience! If you are not patient, you end up a patient. If you are not patient, you end up a patient. And you know where patients end? In the hospital. Be patient. It's better to be slow and sure than to be fast and fall. Be patient. Short cut is the longest cut. Be patient. Exodus 13:17. Exodus 13:17. He said, God led them not through the land of the Philistine. He said, although that way was near. Look at the promised land here. Just pass through the land of the Philistine. That is near. That is close. No. God took them through. God may lead you round, but can't lead you wrong. Led them through. Because shortcut is a killer of destiny. Number three, make the kingdom your priority. If you must be contented, make the kingdom your priority. Your goal, your vision, your pursuit should be the kingdom. Should be the kingdom. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
Lord, I want to be like Jesus in my heart. Lord, I want to be like Jesus in my heart. Lord, I want to be like Jesus in my soul, in my heart. in my heart.
In my heart.
In my heart.
In my heart.
In my heart.
In my heart.
In my heart.
In my heart. I want to be like Jesus
in my heart.
Only then saw and found saw I got my true mama,
mama,
mama.
Only
DK,
only DK,
DK,
Nile,
DK.
Agamaturugi,
mama,
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 you are going to pray and tell the Lord, kill my appetite for materialism. Kill my appetite for materialism. We brought nothing to this world. 1 Timothy 6:7. And it is certain we are taking nothing out. Kill my appetite for materialism. Oh God, my Father, my Father,
my Father, my Father,
Lion of Judah,
Lion of Judah.
As I pray,
kill my appetite
for materialism. Thank you, Father. I believe, God, that this season God is going to change. Go through that message over and over. It's going to give you a better approach to life. I want to pray for you now if you believe God for a miracle in your body. Right where you are.
Partout vous êtes.
Before I pray for the sick, I need to let you know that there is a life you must live.
Il y a une vie que vous devez mener.
That is the life of Jesus.
La vie de Jésus.
If you don't know God,
si vous ne connaissez pas Dieu,
you don't know anything.
Vous ne connaissez rien.
Even if you are healed in your body,
si même vous êtes guéri dans votre corps,
and you don't know Jesus,
vous ne connaissez pas Jésus,
the future is not guaranteed.
Votre vie n'est pas garantie.
You want to know Jesus, you will say this after me.
Vous voulez connaître Jésus, répétez ceci après moi.
Dear Jesus,
Jésus,
I come to you today.
Je viens à toi ce jour.
Just as I am.
Comme je suis.
Have mercy on me.
Aie miséricorde sur ma vie.
Write my name.
Écris mon nom.
In the book of life.
Dans le livre de vie.
I believe in my heart.
Je crois de mon cœur.
I confess with my mouth.
Je confesse de ma bouche.
That Jesus.
Que Jésus.
Is my Lord.
Est mon Seigneur.
And my Savior.
Et mon Sauveur.
I'm born again.
Je suis né de nouveau.
In Jesus' name.
Dans le nom de Jésus.
I pray for you that you will not fail.
Je prie pour toi, tu ne chuteras pas.
You will not fall.
Tu ne chuteras pas.
You will not falter.
Tu ne tomberas pas.
And God will give you grace to stand firm.
Le Seigneur te donne la grâce.
In Jesus' name.
Dans le nom de Jésus.
If you are sick in body,
si vous êtes malade dans votre corps,
place your left hand where you are sick.
Mettez votre main gauche là.
And stretch your right hand to the TV screen.
Et tendez votre main droite à l'écran.
Or the gadget you are watching from.
Ou ce que vous utilisez.
You can touch it with your right hand.
Vous pouvez le toucher avec votre main droite.
Your left hand, the particular part you are hurting.
Mettez votre main gauche là où vous êtes malade.
Or where the symptoms of the sickness is more pronounced.
Là où il y a les symptômes.
We serve a God of miracles.
Et il y aura un miracle.
Shekinah glory, you reign it forever. Shekinah glory, you reign it in my life. Shekinah glory, you reign it forever. Shekinah glory, you reign it in my life. I never see anyone like you. I never see anyone like you. I never see any God like you. I never see anyone like you. I never see any God like you. I never see anyone like you. I never see, I never see. I never see anyone like you. 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 I never see
anyone like you.
I never see any God like you.
I never see anyone like you.
I never see, I never see.
I never see anyone like you.
I never see anyone like you. I never see
anyone like you.
I never see anyone like you.
I never see anyone like you.
I never see any God like you.
I never see anyone like you.
I never see any God like you.
I never see anyone like you.
We serve a God who heals.
Nous avons Dieu qui guérit.
Holy Spirit.
Saint-Esprit de Dieu.
Your word says that right hand, O God, has become glorious in power.
Ta main droite est puissante.
Thy right hand has dashed in pieces thy enemies.
Ta main droite a dispersé ses ennemis.
I stretch my right hand to everyone watching all over the world.
J'étends ma main droite sur tous ceux qui nous regardent.
Hearing the sound of my voice.
Sur le son de ma voix.
Be healed.
Guéri.
There's somebody by the name of Folabi.
Il y a quelqu'un qui s'appelle Afolabi.
You have a disease.
Tu as une maladie.
That has given you a swollen stomach.
Qui t'a donné un estomac gonflé.
Strange disease.
Une maladie étrange.
It cannot be medically diagnosed.
Cela ne peut pas être diagnostiqué médicalement.
I speak to that demon.
Je parle à ce démon.
Come out of that body.
Sors de ce corps.
Amen. Be healed.
Sois guéri.
There's a lady watching.
Il y a une fille qui nous regarde.
In a house.
Dans une maison.
You are a house help.
Tu as un bon
in that house.
Dans cette maison.
And you have been bleeding uncontrollably.
Et tu écoules le sang.
You spoke to the people that are taking, you are taking care of their children.
Il y a des gens, tu prends soin de leurs
enfants. Take you to the hospital.
De t'amener à l'hôpital.
You are bleeding with clots, flesh are not coming out.
Il y a le sang qui sort de toi.
And they refuse to attend to you.
Et les gens ne parlent pas à toi.
Jehovah the doctor.
Jehovah le docteur.
Is showing you mercy.
Te montre sa bonté.
That excessive bleeding stops.
Cet écoulement de sang s'arrête.
God is healing people with ear trouble.
Dieu guérit les gens de problèmes des oreilles.
Johanna.
S'appelle Johanna.
ear trouble.
Les troubles d'oreille.
God is healing you.
Le Seigneur te guérit.
There's somebody you live in America. I say I hear something like Matthew Anderson.
Tu es Mathieu en Amérique.
And you have a problem, a respiratory problem.
Tu as le problème de respiration.
The Lord is healing you.
Le Seigneur te guérit.
There's a pastor's wife who has a tumor.
Il y a une femme de pasteur qui a le tumeur.
You have tumor.
Tu as le tumeur.
You have kidney problem.
Tu as le problème de rein.
And you have problem on your knees.
Tu as le problème avec tes genoux.
The Lord says, "Be healed."
Le Seigneur dit, tu es guéri.
From the crown of your head.
De ta tête.
Be healed.
Sois guéri.
Cancer.
Le cancer.
Tumor.
Les tumeurs.
Fibroid.
Tous les fibromes.
Pile.
Les
fibromes. Arthritis, ovarian cyst, tube blockage,
les blocages de tubes,
stroke,
les paralysies,
blindness,
l'aveuglement,
deafness,
la sourdité,
dumbness, pain on your spinal cord,
les problèmes au niveau de votre colonne vertébrale.
Come out in the name of Jesus.
Sors dans le nom de Jésus.
Come out in the name of Jesus.
Sors dans le nom de Jésus.
Come out in the name of Jesus.
Sors dans le nom de Jésus.
Come out in the name of Jesus. Somebody watching me in Jamaica.
Quelqu'un nous regarde à Jamaïque.
You are hospitalized.
Tu es hospitalisé.
Be healed.
Sois guéri.
Healed.
Sois guéri.
From the crown of your head.
De ta tête à tes pieds.
To the sole of your feet.
Jusqu'à tes pieds.
Receive your healing.
Reçois ta guérison.
Your miracles.
Ton miracle.
Your healing.
Ta guérison.
Your miracles.
Ton miracle.
Your healing.
Ta guérison.
Your miracles.
Ton miracle.
Be free.
Sois libéré.
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 Be healed.
Sois guéri.
Be free.
Sois libéré.
Be healed.
Sois guéri.
Jesus name.
Dans le nom de Jésus.
Begin to examine yourself.
Examine-toi.
I mean to give him glory.
Et donne-lui la gloire.
Wherever you are.
Partout où vous êtes.
Begin to give him glory.
Donnez-lui la gloire.
We lift your name
higher.
I lift your name
higher.
We lift your name.
He said, "My name is Mrs. Ukachukwu Chidima."
He said,
"Why I have severe sore throat pain."
While
Papa was still ministry, just praying for the sick, I received my healing.
J'ai reçu ma guérison.
The pain is gone completely.
Les douleurs sont parties complètement.
Thank you, Jesus.
Merci, Jesus.
We lift your name.
Hallelujah.
We lift your name.
From a viewer, he said, "I stepped on a charm in our poultry farm. Et since then, I could not walk.
Et il ne pouvait pas marcher.
When Papa was praying for the sick just now,
quand Papa priait pour les malades,
I felt something moving around my leg.
Il y a quelque chose qui tournait dans ses pieds.
And the pain disappeared.
Et la douleur a disparu.
I'm walking in my room right now.
Et elle est en train de marcher maintenant.
To the glory of God.
Pour la gloire de Dieu.
Life giver.
Miracle
from Paul
de Paul
Dubai
depuis Dubai.
He said for 3 months now.
Il dit depuis 3 mois.
I've been suffering from severe waist pain.
Il avait des problèmes à la taille.
As Papa was praying for the sick.
Quand Papa priait pour les malades.
I placed my hand on the screen.
J'ai mis ma main sur l'écran.
After Papa prayed.
Après la prière.
I am healed to the glory of God.
Je suis guéri.
Thank
de la gloire
you,
de
Jesus.
Dieu. Merci Jésus.
You carry me. When some carry their God, you feed me, Lord. When some feel their God, you fight for me. When some fight for their God, Jesus, you know they use me play. You carry me. When some carry the agar, you feel me, Lord. When some feel the agar, you fight for me. When some fight for the agar, Jesus, you know they use me. Na 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 na.
You know they use me.
Jehovah, you are the covenant keeping God, destiny help, mountain mover,
mountain mover.
Oh, Jehovah,
the covenant keeping God.
Papa, another testimony.
Another témoignage.
My name is Kachin Samuel.
Son nom est Samuel.
From Abuja.
De Abuja.
He said, my husband
dit son mari,
has not used the toilet for 2 weeks.
N'avait pas utilisé les toilettes pour 2 semaines.
As we got connected to Papa's prayer just now,
ils sont connectés à la prière maintenant.
My husband,
son mari,
began to press,
a commencé à aller aux toilettes,
and is in toilet now.
Et il est aux toilettes maintenant.
Excreting normal. To the glory of God.
Life giver, life changer, Jehovah,
the covenant keeping God,
destiny helper, mountain mover,
mountain mover, Jehovah, the covenant keeping God,
life giver,
life giver,
life changer. Let's hear 2 or 3 more and then we'll just take a prayer.
But this testimony is from Sister Precious. She said for over 1 month now, I've been taking medication due to chest pain.
Pour les douleurs de poitrine.
But after connecting to Papa's prayer just now,
après la connexion à la prière,
I am healed now.
Je suis guéri.
Thank you,
change
Jesus.
Is gone.
It's totally gone. It will never return, sister. In the name of the Lord Jesus. It will never come back again. Jesus has made you whole. And who the Son of Man sets free is free indeed. Tell me, just give me 2 months, then let's close the service.
He said, Papa, my name is Victoria from Anambra.
Son nom est Victoria.
While you were praying,
Papa prière,
my sister was the deaf for 1 year now.
Deaf
for 1 year.
Elle était sous.
I placed my hands on her ear.
J'ai mis ma main sur
after your prayer, I examined her.
Je l'ai examinée.
My sister can hear now.
The deaf can hear. The lame can walk. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Via the airwaves, miracles are happening. Jesus is proving that he is alive and he is well. Hebrews 13 verse 8 says, is the same yesterday, is the same today, and forever. What a miracle.
Quel miracle.
Is permanent.
C'est permanent.
In the name of Jesus.
Dans le nom
it's okay. It's okay. We'll take some testimonies. Don't forget tomorrow. We are having a fasting and prayer for Monday. We're going to be praying that, Lord, this captivity has become too long. So by 4, we're going to be breaking the fast. So please call everybody and let's know what God is saying via his word. And let's connect our faith and intercede for the whole world in fasting and prayer tomorrow, Monday by 4 on Celebration TV. Get an offering in your hand. Let's just put a seal on that which you have received today. God is awesome and God is faithful. Your offering is blessed. As you give to God, may you experience open door perpetually. May you experience divine overflow in the name of Jesus. And on Friday, I believe, we're going to be having our fire and miracle night. So, let the camera be on me. We're going to be having a fire and miracle night on Friday. Please tune in Friday from 10:30 p.m. Nigerian time till 2-3 a.m. We're going to be having a fire and miracle night. We're going to be praying. We're going to be praising. We're going to be worshiping God. We're going to be hearing the word of God. And we're going to be experiencing miracles, several miracles and deliverances because your time has come. Your offerings are blessed. The numbers are on the screen, the account information. Do what God put in your heart and give a free will offering in Jesus' name. Jesus, I love you. Oh, you do well, I thank you. Oh, you don't make my life better. I go to serve you forever. Oh, you be Baba.
Jesus, I love you. Oh,
I love you.
You do well, I thank you. Oh,
I thank you.
You don't make my life better. I go to serve you forever.
I love you, oh. You do well, I thank you, oh. You don't make my life better. I gotta serve you forever, oh. You be Baba.
Jesus, I love you, oh. You do well, I thank you, oh. You don't make my life better. I gotta serve you forever, oh. You be Baba.
Every day, I gotta serve you. I go to praise your name.
I'm gonna serve you forever. Oh, you be Baba.
Oh my God, you do good things for me, oh.
You do good things for me, oh. You be Baba.
Oh my God, you do good things for me, yeah.
You do good things for me, oh. You be Baba.
Every day, day and night, now you I know.
Day and night, now you I know. You be Baba.
Every day, day and night, now you I know. Watakatem no oririe.
Iye oririe.
Watakatem no oririe.
Iye oririe.
Boma, 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 boma,
boma, boma.
Oluwada Odara.
Hey, Odara.
Iye Oluwaga Odara.
Hey, Odara.
Bega, bega, bega.
Bega, bega, bega. Bega, Odara.
Iye Oluwada Odara.
Hey, Odara.
Iye Oluwaga Odara. Oluwaga Odara.
Hey, Odara.
Bega, bega.
Bega, bega, bega. Bega, bega, Odara.
Oh,
Odara. Hey, Odara.
I go climb that mountain. I go jump that fence. With blood of Jesus, I no go fear. I go climb that mountain. I go jump that fence.
With blood of Jesus, I no.
The blood of Jesus,
I know
God. The blood of Jesus,
I know God.
The time come up for road,
I get
holy. I know get break,
I get holy.
The time come up for road,
I get holy. I don't get to make you, I get holy.
The time come up for road,
I get holy. I don't get to make you, I get holy.
I have a very big God, who is all over
my side. By my side,
I am a very big God.
Who is always by my side? A very big God. By my side,
very big God.
Who is always by my side? A very big God. By my side,
Almighty God,
I know me on day.
Almighty God,
I know me on day.
Almighty God,
I know me on day.
Almighty God. You are blessed. You are highly favored. It is well with you. In Jesus' name. The Lord keep you, cause his face to shine upon you. In Jesus' name. My head is a good head. My life is a good one. Angels shall fight for me. Greatness on my side. Goodness shall follow me. No matter what the matter is, I'll matter when it matters most. Don't forget, 4 p.m. tomorrow, hook up with me for prayers on Celebration TV. And also, on Friday is our Intercontinental Fire Miracle Night. God bless you, and have a wonderful Sunday. Inter-